Ask a kid on a Monday what they want to be when they grow up, and they might say a doctor or police officer. By Friday, they might say a scientist or a singer. Dylan Golden of St. Charles, Missouri, has never wavered. He knew early on that his future was in the legal system.
My dad was never really in the picture, but my mom was a court administrator, so I grew up in the trial system, and one of my big mentors and kind of one of my father figures was actually her judge. And he kind of made sure I was going in the right direction. If anything was going wrong, he would help me out.
The 21-year-old Golden says he grew more interested in the legal system as he got older because he started reading case law. He admits his reading selections were accidental based on their availability, but he says he really liked the stories of good guys and bad guys. Golden says the cases led him to decide that he wanted to be a judge or an attorney, in part because he did not always agree with what he was reading.
That's something that stuck with me my entire life, is that I never really agreed with the opinions of some of the judges. My mom one day pulled me aside and was like, you know, that's what being a lawyer is having these cases and having case law and disagreeing with it and arguing why you disagree with it and what proof you have from it.
Golden's lifelong interest in the law has brought him to Canton, Missouri. He is a senior legal studies criminal justice major at Culver Stockton College, and as part of his education, Golden recently got a first-hand look at the legal system when the Missouri Court of Appeals for the Eastern District convened on campus. Chief Judge Robert Clayton says the court tries to meet outside of St. Louis 10 to 15 times each year.
We try to get out to let people see who we are. It makes it easier for the lawyers if we go to the community. It makes it easier for the parties. It also gives people an opportunity to see how their government functions.
Clayton feels these road trips build trust.
I think for the public to have confidence in their third branch of government, the judiciary, that is designed to resolve disputes among people. You have a system that is open, that it is transparent, and that you can see how the different pieces work.
The appeals court hears cases in which one side challenges the ruling of a lower court. The three-judge panel must decide whether the lower court made the right decision. In Canton, the cases involved a farmland dispute, a county permit denial, and a woman convicted of involuntary manslaughter and elder abuse. Judge Clayton says the appeals court cannot accept new evidence or testimony. Instead, the judges use case law and past precedent to reach their opinions.
We really can't mess with the facts, so when you come to us, you better be armed with some law to back up your position.
About 50 people attended the session. Most of them were college students. They were allowed to ask the judges questions after the hearings and even got to pick their brains about the legal system during lunch. A similar experience was offered in Southeast Iowa this month, only the target audience was a little larger.
Thank you, everyone. Please be seated.
The Iowa Supreme Court convened at Burlington's Edward Stone Middle School. The High Court heard two cases, one on residency requirements for hunting licenses and another on the accommodations offered by a chiropractic college to a blind student. Chief Justice Mark Cady says these roadshows are a priority for the court.
I think the public does want to see its courts, and what's important for us is that we know that when the public does see the courts, they like what they see.
People did want to see the Supreme Court. Nearly 300 attended the session, including students and curious observers. The Iowa Supreme Court, like the Missouri Court of Appeals, renders its decisions based on questions and case law as opposed to new evidence or testimony. At times, those questions put the attorneys on the defensive.
I don't think that's possible, that you're going to have a sighted assistant without a chiropractic degree.
But that's not the question. The question is, if we find there is evidence in the record that that could happen, do you lose the case?
I don't think there is evidence in the record.
That's not the question.
Okay, I would say no.
Chief Justice Cady says he finds the public interaction to be one of the most important aspects of these traveling sessions. He especially enjoys the time with students.
When the kids are willing to come out and watch these proceedings, they may not get out of it what the adults in attendance did, but I think they saw a process that is thoughtful, that it's dignified.
It is that process that the Iowa Supreme Court and the Missouri Court of Appeals for the Eastern District wanted to show during their stops in the tri-states region. Culver Stockton College student Dylan Golden says he is grateful for the opportunity to see the legal system in action. He even picked up something to work on in the future.
When I was a freshman, I would talk at Mach 5 because I was so nervous up there. I had to learn really quickly that the best thing to do is when you first stand up is take a deep breath and just calm down. And that's something you can see all the other attorneys do. And that's something that, you know, it did ingrain in me.
Golden is applying for law school, thus beginning a journey that could eventually lead him to don the judicial robes. And if he does, he could one day find himself traveling to a college campus or a middle school auditorium to show people that the legal system is more than what they see on television. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-States Public Radio News.